This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. Talk some Tigers to open. Just a reminder, the season does start tomorrow in L.A. But I wanted to get to the Pistons because I am fascinated at what people, what they need to be excited. Now, look, we have said it once. We've said it a million times. The turnaround's incredible. Bickerstaff is coach of the year. That's the world I live in. And they're in the playoffs. Now, I've also said that it's also the worst Eastern Conference in the history of Earth. There's six teams over 500. And
yeah, these are facts.
Six teams are trying. Everyone else has either had their best player die or get traded. Go look if you don't believe me. I can run down the list if you like. Last night, case in point, the Pistons are in a weird spot. 41-32, they're going to triple their win total. I mean, it's amazing. But a lot of the games are simply... yeah, hey, we're playing the Spurs without Wemby and Fox. Great. You win. Get to the playoffs. And here's my question. I want to know the level of what gets you excited about this team. Now, if you're already excited, that is fine. I have no issue. But I need more. Because if you don't win a playoff series or you don't take a team to the limit, what is it really all for? Look, part of the Wings making the playoffs and the reason we want it so bad is hockey, there's a volatility. You can do damage. The seeding means less. But see, I think this Eastern Conference, the seeding means less. And news today that Damian Lillard now has a blood clot and may be out for the rest of the year. That would be the expectation.
Right.
The problem is I think the scenario of lining up to play the Bucks in a 4-5 matchup is very low. With 11 games to go, eight games to go. So that doesn't benefit you. But I wanted to ask, because I said earlier this year, look, I will be excited about the Pistons this summer when Trajan Langdon has an opportunity to make a bold move, to take a big swing, and to put this team firmly in the top four of the East, where it's Cleveland, it's Boston, it's New York, and you. I think that's possible. You know, I do think Giannis is out of Milwaukee. I'm not sure Miami bounces back right away. You know, if you wanted to go with Orlando healthy versus everyone dead, fine. The point is, I have a hard time getting excited because I know what I'm watching. I'm satisfied with the turnaround. I'm satisfied with the development. But being excited and satisfied are two different things. So I would like to know what you need from the Pistons to buy in. And look, maybe you're a fringe fan. Maybe you're a Lions fan and you just hop on a bandwagon to entertain yourself in the spring. That's a lot of people. If you're not aware of it, the Pistons, who basically won two games last year, are 41-32. Cade's become the superstar that we've all wanted him to be and what we drafted him to be. And Bickerstaff has shown you that when you don't have a sock puppet as a head coach, boy, some good things can happen. So that's great. But if it results in them going in, and I'm sorry, I don't believe, you know, Piston fans are talking like they're going to roll over the Knicks or roll over the Pace. I don't see it. I don't see it. Playoffs are a whole different animal. But if they were able to really get a playoff series to a deciding game, whether they win or lose it, I would actually be excited. But if you go into the playoffs and you never get a closeout, you never get a chance to advance, or you don't advance outright, that's difficult for me. So I wanted your perspective on it. And none of this is diminishing what they've done.
Right.
I don't want to have this nonsense where people call up and view a discussion. It's not negative. Nothing I've said is negative.
No, it's not negative. And lost in that, Mike, for those who really don't know, they're 41-32. For the first time, and I can't remember when, they can't have a losing season. They're at 41 wins.
But even Bickerstaff said at the press conference last night, it doesn't matter. That's not what we're here to do.
No, I know. Right. But I'm looking at the steps. Bickerstaff just got here. But as somebody who's followed the Pistons for so long and watched that epic collapse last year of just loss after loss, of knowing, wow, you can't have a losing season. You're going to the playoffs. It's like, wait, this is really happening. And yeah, the East is down. It ain't your fault.
No.
You're going to be there. For me, I think the floor is, can you get to that deciding game? And if you lose it, fine. I would like to see you win your first series. I would. That to me says, okay, this thing may have some legs. This thing could go somewhere. And now maybe you're attractive to some free agent and saying, I like what you're doing.
See, you and I are similar then, because it really is about summer. The NBA is so different. You know, the NFL, if you creep into the playoffs, you can do a lot of damage. Hockey, we've acknowledged it. Look at baseball.
Yeah.
Basketball's different. So the only time I can really get excited is if I know there's a pathway to actual damage.
Right.
They're not built for that right now.
No, you cannot get rolled in the first round of the playoffs and become just a joke where it's like, oh, well, you made it, but yeah, you are who we thought you were.
And that's why I would hold the excitement until summer. You know, if you bring a Lauri Markkanen in here, or you bring a Devin Booker, or you bring in player X.
Right, and that's why if you go out there and you play hard, and look, I take away the his haircut, but if Kay goes out there and presents to the world the way that Trae Young did when he went out and he beat the Knicks, and he let everybody know, hey, I'm Trae Young, and I'm in Atlanta. You want to come and play with me because we are going to be about something. Now, it didn't turn out to be that way, but then all of a sudden, Mike, Atlanta was part of trades. People wanted to go play because they saw what Trae Young did. This is where Cade Cunningham can put his name on the map, and he can go from just being Motor City Cade to now he can be Cade across the country, and everybody can see what he's doing. So that's what I need to see. You can't just get swept out of this thing. You cannot have a no-show. You have to be competitive. And if you lose, let it be in that final game. But if you can win a series, that to me, I can sit back and say, I don't really care about the rest. Mission accomplished. I'll see you this summer.
248-539-9797. And look, I'm really not interested in all the ancillary stuff. We've already established the foundation's been laid. That is satisfactory. The fact that you've been historically bad and now you're not, the fact that you're one of the six teams in the East that just isn't regrettable garbage, these are all good things. But to fully buy in and get people really excited, no, there's a higher bar to clear. So what I don't want to do is have a bunch of people calling up and telling me how excited they are about the eighth guy off the bench. I'm not interested. And neither is society. Like, it's not about nerding out. It's about, on the overall, what is it going to take for you to watch a Pistons game? That's really what it comes down to. because a vast majority of people do not. We don't talk a lot of Pistons for that reason. But they're going to make the playoffs. And I think they've got a shot to have a competitive series. I don't like their matchup against New York. I would much prefer to play Milwaukee or Indiana. I don't know if it's going to be doable. Look, with Damian Lillard out, maybe the Pistons can get in the five series,
right,
and then you're going to take on the Pacers. Now, that's a different conversation. I think for me to be excited, they got to get the five seed. They got to get out of this six spot. And I would need to see a series that's a street fight.
But
to see a series in doubt that would allow Trajan Langdon to make the big move to then fully be excited about this thing.
But right now, you're scoreboard watching because you're right there neck and neck with Milwaukee and Indiana. You're six. They're at 4 and 5. So it is possible that you could end up playing either Indiana or Milwaukee.
Yeah, you're tied with Milwaukee now. And you would assume, and assumptions are dangerous, I know, the bottom line is, without Damian Lillard, they're going to falter. If you pick it up in your last, what, nine games, you know, Pistons have been 6 and 4. Cade has missed a few games. No big deal. Play decent ball. You end up in the five. Yeah. Now we got a playoff series. I think if you play the Knicks, no, I think you get waxed. We had those arguments weeks ago. Nothing's changed. As long as Brunson's healthy, I don't think you beat them. Pacers, it's a different conversation. And if you win a playoff series,
I don't care who you play.
That's Dusty May making the Sweet 16. Yep. You would have taken an ultimate turnaround. You would have built a foundation. You would have learned how to win. And then it will empower Trajan to do something this summer that then I can say to you with a straight face, you're going to compete. Look, the Celtics won't look the same next year.
Yeah.
New ownership. They don't want to pay a $400 million tax bill. I don't believe Cleveland's real, not long term. There's an opportunity here.
And Mike, I don't think Detroit becomes a punishment. It's like, oh, well, we got to take Detroit's money. It's like, wait, this team may be up and coming. They may be in that next wave of teams that you could get some superstar to buy in and say, yeah, I want to play with K. I want to play with under Bickerstaff.
And that's where, strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, like, look, I had this conversation the other day. It drives me nuts. Oh, well, I don't want to give up any of our young players. All right, cool. Then never win the East. Just sit here.
I've had this conversation as well.
I mean, I don't know what to tell
you. Draft picks, guys, in the NBA, your draft picks.
Yeah, you don't get to keep everybody.
It's almost like baseball because by the time they actually do something, it's 3-4 years later, and now you got to decide, do we want to buy into this person or not? Or just let that be somebody else's problem and just go get the star.